Welcome. Welcome again to Sunday School, a Bible study. Today's message is directed to and meant exclusively for the people of God, God's elect. It will be rejected and seriously criticized by those who don't truly know the one true God. It is a message of death unto death, but also of life unto life. And I am speaking of eternal death and eternal life. The truth in this message will be received by only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21:27. Indeed, this message should be received by true Christians in the spirit of what Christ said in Luke 10:20. But rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Today's title, You Must. It is of divine necessity. You must. This title is very prone to being misunderstood. The reaction to these words most often will be, what do I have to do? What must I do? What is of necessity that I must do? Well, this title today is referring to something that must be done for you and to you without any initial activity done by you. And by that I mean, you don't initiate the activity. For a human being to enter life on this earth, that person must be conceived in the womb of a female due to the natural relationship of a man and woman, apart from any activity on the person conceived. The person conceived does nothing. The person conceived is in time birthed from the womb into this life. The person birthed did nothing to birth themselves. After being birthed and being passive in that birth, the person birthed begins a life of activity of their own, according to whatever attributes they were born with, physically, mentally, and emotionally at that birth. These natural human beings are birthed with no spiritual inclination, no spiritual desire, or interest to know or worship the one true God. 1 Corinthians 2:14 speaks of the natural human being. A natural human being does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness, nonsense to him. nor can he know, because they are spiritually discerned. The word discerned there, listen, this is very, very important. The word discerned means scrutinized, closely examined. A natural human being may have a surface, a surface intellectual idea of spiritual matters, but no ability to closely examine the things of God, to know them. And the word know there means to have an intimate relationship with the things of God. And when it comes to the cross of Christ, the natural human being will ultimately conclude it makes no sense. Jesus Christ says this about those who have experienced only a natural birth. John 3:3. Christ says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of the God." The word "the" is in the text. It's a shame that they don't include it in most translations. If you have been born again, if you have spiritual perception, let you and I scrutinize, let's closely examine being born again with some new light. Recently, I have read some commentaries from several different men, along with the Lord giving me new understanding and new revelation in the area of the new birth. Just last week, I would honestly encourage you to pay close attention, and may God bless us. May God bless us with a greater appreciation for birthing us into His kingdom. Unless one is born, unless one is birthed again, he is not able to see the kingdom of the God, the one and only God, unique and above all His creation. That's why the word "the" is there. He's the God. The word "see." They are not able to see the kingdom of the God. The root of this word, this is very interesting. The root of this particular word in the Greek is where we get the word "idea." Therefore, it is not unreasonable for us to translate the word as "perceive." Because that's what it's talking about here, and I'm going to prove that for you beyond any shadow of doubt. You see, we're talking about seeing with the mind's eye, the eye of the soul. This conception I speak of now, seeing with the mind's eye, is in full agreement with the real essence of the kingdom of the God, Christ's kingdom. Christ said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Indeed, He said, "The kingdom of the God is inside you." Folks, the kingdom of the God does not come with observation. As Christ said, it's not a matter of physical sight. It is a matter of spiritual perception in the heart and mind of the soul. Therefore, Christ declares with authority, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, birthed again, he is not able to perceive the kingdom of the God." And for those who would criticize me for stating that Christ declared these things with authority, I'm only echoing what is already recorded in the Bible of him from eyewitness accounts found in Matthew and Mark, which said, "And they," the "they" is the people in the synagogue at that time when Christ was teaching, "and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." As we move on now, let's consider what we noted earlier in reference to the natural birth of humans, and that they have no conscious part, no physical part in the birth process when they enter life outside of the womb, as that birth allowed them no active role in causing that birth, so it is in being born again. The very grammar of the verse we've been looking at proves beyond a shadow of doubt that Christ is speaking of activity being done to and for a person, and not an action the person is doing themselves. The very grammar. You can't argue with this. This is not a matter of interpretation. The verb born or birthed is in the passive voice. That's the way God planned it, which means the person being born, the person being birthed, is receiving the action and not performing it. Excuse me. You know, that right there, that alone should settle the argument. But if anyone remains hard-headed and stiff-necked, may I give you another ironclad proof that being born of God does not involve birth-causing activity by humanity. In speaking of those who believe into Christ's name as a result of being born or birthed of God, John the Apostle said this in John 1:13. In speaking of those believing into Christ's name who were born or birthed not of bloods, and again the word born there is passive. It happened to these people. They were born, they were birthed, not of bloods. No physical human connection. This birth is spiritual. Nor of the will of the flesh. God forbid that it be by the will of the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. In the flesh, nothing good dwells. John goes on, nor of the will of man, So then, as the book of Romans says, so then, not of him who wills, the man, but of God who shows mercy. John 1:13 that we've just been speaking about in full reads this way. Concerning those believing into Christ, who were born, who were birthed, not of bloods, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The new birth, being born again, is according to the merciful will of a sovereign God. The merciful will of a sovereign God. Reading a little more in John chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, Christ says, "Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again, birthed again." The traditional translation of this next verse reads this way: "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you know not where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Now, may I read to you a more literal, and I would suggest accurate translation in the context. My goodness. And every single word that I've changed is provable to be said the way I'm reading it. The Spirit breathes where He wills, and you hear the voice of Him, but you know not from where He comes and where He goes. So is everyone born of the Spirit. The new birth, being born again, is according to the merciful will of a sovereign God. Now, I'd like to go to the new light that God has given me from some faithful men and His revelation to me. I'm going to be reading again from John chapter 3. And here's where I got this new light. John 3, verse 5. In speaking to Nicodemus, Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit." The word "thee" is not in the text. You go to the original text and you show me where the word "thee" is. It's not there. Literally, it is, "unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." The key here, the key that unlocks the door here, is that born of water and spirit are the sovereign, purposeful actions of God. Upon the human soul, now listen, at the time you are born again, regenerated. Simply stated, being born of water and spirit is the new birth, regeneration. I have two wonderful sets of scripture to show you that prove beyond any shadow of doubt that this is absolutely true. I'm amazed at how many times I've read these verses and have never seen this. Again, folks, being born of water and spirit is regeneration, is being born again. I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 36. Many times I've come here with you. Verse 25, the Lord God says, then I will speak. Well, excuse me. In these two verses that I'm going to read from Ezekiel 36, we have the water and the Spirit. Then I will sprinkle, if I can only talk, then I will sprinkle clean water on you. Did you hear that? And you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. How will this cleansing come to pass? In verse 27, the Lord God tells you, I will put my spirit within you. I will put my spirit within you, the Holy Spirit of God, born of water and spirit, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. This is another way of saying you will obey my word. The new birth by the Holy Spirit of God is accompanied by faith. That faith enables the newborn to experience the washing of water by the word of the gospel of Christ. Ephesians 5, 26. In these verses, folks, we have the water and the Spirit. The Spirit, of course, is what causes the newborn to be able to be cleansed by washing of water by the Word. Now that second area of Scripture, which again speaks of the water and the Spirit. Titus chapter 3, beginning at verse 3. For we ourselves, those of us who are born again, regenerated, for we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. That sure describes me. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. How? Through the washing of regeneration, water, and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Spirit. Whom He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The washing of regeneration is the cleansing of Ezekiel 36. The renewing of the Holy Spirit is the newness of eternal life received in the new birth, regeneration. It is God putting His Spirit in us from Ezekiel chapter 36. Born of water and spirit. To perceive the kingdom of the God, the one and only true God, to enter the kingdom of the God, the unique and sovereign God, you must be born of water and spirit. You must be born again. And it will be done according to the merciful will of a sovereign God. People of God, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And again, I say, rejoice, rejoice. Amen.